This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin Ellis. We are tag-teaming this morning. And good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris, our producer, who is our call screener. Chris Klaproth, who does an excellent job here at doing what he does, keeping the show moving. But the real reason we do this show is so that we can talk to all of you out there about whatever you want to talk about. So called Clyde's the other day, yesterday. They were busy. Must have been a good day to go fishing for perch or something. If you went out, you know, this week, you know, after the snow, of course, give us a call here and let us know your level of success wherever you were fishing. You don't have to name the exact spot, but give us a location, at least county, you know, tell us where you were fishing and let us know how the perch are running where you are. That number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Severna Park a little late this morning. We saw the signs were already stuck in the ground. Didn't see Paul and Natalie in their trailer. I beeped at them the other day, though. They were out in the middle of the afternoon, so when I was up through there. Anyway, we have callers that are sign bandits, which is pretty cool. So
I think it's really cool.
It is. Last Saturday, Robin wasn't with us here on the air, but I picked her up and we went to Dorchester County, went to Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge.
One of us had to be awake to drive home from that.
That would have been you, yeah. And I was asked to be one of the three judges to judge the 2018 Maryland Black Bear Stamp. And there were the other two people. One was, oh, I'm sorry, I can't remember the young lady's name. What was her name?
Start with a C.
Cassandra. I believe. And then one of our guests here, Harry Spiker, who's the bear program leader. Of course, Harry also does double duty as the fur bearer leader in DNR. So he handles all the trapping and all that type of thing. So we had some nice conversations, and I didn't know Cassandra, but I did know Harry for a long time, and some of the folks were there. There was a separate panel of six or seven, I think, judging the Maryland
duck stamp,
waterfowl stamp. So I don't know. Did we see the press release on that yet, Robin? You want to check that out?
I will look.
Yeah, check that out. I know a number of press releases came out, but it was fun to do that. It's a very interesting process, you know. Like the duck stamps, I think there were, 12 of them? 11 or 12?
Oh, I thought there was more than that.
There might have been.
I thought there was about 17 14, or 18.
I think there were 14, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, they had them all.
Number 15, I can tell you, was the one I wanted. That was the last one, so it was 15.
Okay, 15. So they put them all up on the wall. The judges have an opportunity to go up and look at the detail of the waterfowl paintings, okay? And these folks are artists. These folks are waterfowl carvers. These folks are taxidermists. You know, there's a nice panel of people there, a nice mix that can, you know, judge waterfowl pretty accurately. And they go up and take a look at details and things like that. And they all go back, and we have a little, and bear stamps the same way. We have a little sheet with all the numbers on it, and then you check off who's going to stay and who's going to go in the first round. And they gather the papers up and they look at them and they go, okay, number 3, number 5, number 4, number 7, number 13, number 9, they're all going to go away. Okay? So they pull them off the board in the first round. They don't even qualify. Then there might be half of them left, or maybe a little more than half of them left, and they go through the second round. And then they ask the judges to write on their score sheets, what is it, 1 through 6, I believe. 1 being the worst, 6 being the best. And after they do the judging and they complete their sheets, then they ask them how they scored. And you hold up your placard, number 1 through 6, to indicate, you know, how you judge those. They collect the sheets. They look at, it's like a double blind test. They make sure you put up the same number in your hand that you did on your sheet. And then there's another round of cuts. And then there's a third round of cuts, and it gets down to about 3 or 4 different stamps. And the last round, they determine who won the stamp. And it was, I think it was 3 rounds on the Black Bear, because there were only 3, or there were 6 entries. But it was 4 rounds on the waterfowl stamp and a pair of green-winged teal won. So
it's not been released yet.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We'll save that because, you know, we don't want to spoil the surprise because we know who did that. But I didn't really let the cat out of the bag by saying a pair of green-winged teal won because there were several paintings of green-winged teal.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Right. I like the blue wing teal, too.
I like the one at the end, and I don't remember what it was.
Well, that was...
Is it canvasbacks?
No, those are redheads. Redheads. Yep. Well, all the species were represented, so that was a very interesting time. Of course, that was held in conjunction with the Blackwater Eagle Fest.
And that was cool.
That was fun. We joined as a family. We joined the Friends of Blackwater. And there's another meeting there today, which is an explanation of the hunt program and an explanation of the study that was done on the deer population on the refuge. We're not going to be attending that meeting. There's just too much, too many meetings, you know? There really are. So, of course, we endured the snow. We worked on the database and the prizes and everything else for the upcoming dinner and benefit from the Maryland Hunting Coalition. That's next Saturday in Westminster. And I tell you, I'm sitting there looking at this stuff and I'm going, boy, we got a lot of guns. We got crossbows, we got shotguns, we've got rifles, we've got 22s, we've got youth bows, we've got hunting trips, we've got. You're tired of hearing it. I know you're tired of hearing it, but you know, I mean,
I'm not tired of hearing it.
Well, the people need to know that there's opportunities for some fabulous prizes worth hundreds and even sometimes over $1,000.
There really are some nice prizes.
Yeah.
I will totally agree with it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as just like shotguns, we have a semi-automatic Stoger shotgun. In camo, donated by Continental Arms, the beautiful gun. We have a Versamax camo waterfowl by Remington 12-gauge, donated by the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. We have a Benelli SBE-3, Super Black Eagle 3 in camo, that was supplied by Benelli. We had to pay a little bit for it, but that's okay. We also have...
We've got a muzzleloader.
Oh, we've got 2 muzzleloaders. Chuck Spohr donated his
back.
And then CVA donated a beautiful Optima black and stainless steel package with a Cronus 3-9 scope on it and a case. So that's a nice little...
That's the one that came yesterday, right?
That's the one that came yesterday, yeah. And then we got a... what do you call it? Centerpoint, I think. I believe it's a Crossman company, a crossbow, $800 value, donated by Autumn Sky Outfitters. We got a nice crossbow, Carbon Express crossbow from Chesapeake Outdoors. Clyde Sports Shop donated 2 Chiapa M122s. Accurate Guns and Ammo donated a Ruger. Bolt Action Youth Rifle. Rick's Gun and Pawn up in Conowingo donated a nice youth combo for waterfowl and deer shotgun from Mossberg.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we got that. We have a 22 1022 coming from Jim Ratz down in St. Mary's County. So I guess what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to illustrate here is that just like the youth raffle, I mean the youth auction, we have a youth auction, and a couple items, no big deal, okay. But it is a big deal for somebody who's looking for like a bow for their child. We've got a Hoyt Ruckus bow donated by Wink Sporting Goods. Now they're in Princess Anne. That's Wicomico County. Okay, we have the youth rifle that I mentioned, the Ruger American 22 or 22-250 from Accurate Gun and Ammo in St. Mary's County. Okay, and then we have a Mossberg youth shotgun. This is all in the youth auction. Okay, these three items. There might be more right now. Donated from Rick's Gun and Pawn in Conowingo, which was in Harford County. No, Cecil County, right? No, Harford County. Conowingo.
It's right on that.
It's right on the border. Yeah, it's on
it's
this,
up there.
It's on this side of the. It's on this side of the river, right? Because we cross the river, it's Rising Sun. On this side, it's Conowingo. Yeah. So Harford County, we've got people who support the Hunting Coalition from all across the state of Maryland. Our FFL dealers from Carroll County, you know, our events in Carroll County. But, you know, we've got people that understand the work of the coalition and what they do. And, you know, hopefully the words of our mission statement will, you know, break through, and they do.
Now, plus, on top of all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And we have all kinds of little things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's just a good time.
It's a great time. It's a fun party.
He will hear me complain about the amount of time he puts into the coalition because he gives his life to this place. But I love doing the benefit.
Yeah.
I just absolutely love it.
Oh, it's a lot of action. You know, there's always something going on. You know, I think there's 7 card raffles.
Cornhole.
You walk in the door. You don't have to spend any time waiting in line. You can walk over and you know, you could win a gun on the cornhole thing. We got a lot of that stuff. We've got 2 Yeti coolers.
Yep.
We've got 6 Yeti mugs.
Ramblers.
Like you have right there, 30 ouncers. We got 6
limited
of those.
Limited edition.
We've got, I'm trying to think of everything. I mean, we have what's called a stretch raffle, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, a couple stretch raffles.
Just one.
Or just one this year?
Well, it's one stretch raffle, but there's a variety of prizes.
Okay.
That's how that works. You stretch out your arms. You know, if you only want one arm length of tickets, you get that for $10. If you want 2 arms length, that's like $20. But
got some gorgeous jewelry.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Lynn Stadvall, IQ Designs. There's a sterling silver necklace with a sterling silver duck. I think I mentioned this last week. A sterling silver shotgun shells that go in the, 2 of them go in the necklace. And then it comes with a pair of duck call earrings. You won't find this stuff anywhere, everywhere.
Mm-mm, she's hard to find, and I love her stuff.
You know, Terry Redland, we have a matted Terry Redland print from 1991. Now, Terry Redland has passed since then, but that was the print of the year. Terry Redland is, you know, very popular for his light, the way his light shows through into his paintings, and it's called Hunter's Haven. With 3 or 4, 2 pair, whatever, mallards flying over. It's good. Pete Severn, good morning, Pete. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Al. Good morning, Robin. I'm doing pretty good.
Morning, Pete.
Thanks, son. I just got up this morning, and I was going to head up to Tawnytown Pond.
Oh, yeah.
And do a little fishing up there. They said they stocked it.
Yeah. So. Did you ever fish the Carroll County Farm Museum pond?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, another place.
Light bulb.
Yeah, there you go.
Carroll County Farm Museum Pond.
Yeah.
That's available too, huh?
Yep. If you like pond fishing, absolutely.
You know what? I'm just starting out. I like all kinds of fishing. I just like being outdoors.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. But, yeah, I mean.
It enhances things when fish bite.
No, that's always a good thing when the fish bite. You're right about that.
When the fish take more lures than the trees do, it's a good day.
That's right.
Oh, I like that.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, good.
Anyway, any thoughts you have on what I expect up there?
You're fishing for trout, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How many fishing rods do you have?
5.
Okay, you're allowed, I think, three. But what I would do, do you have access to live bait, like going down to Clyde's or stopping at Clyde's?
Oh, I could.
Okay. Well, here's what I would do. Do you have the Powerball bait for power bait for trout?
Yeah, I've got a couple power baits. I got some salmon eggs. We went to Avalon last week and we caught three there on spinners. Everybody else was using power bait and nobody caught anything.
Right. Well, that's my point. The power bait floats. Okay. So what I do is I'll tie on a swivel and then I'll tie on a leader in front of the swivel to the end of the line and then I'll tie my hook on. But before I tie my hook on, I put a sliding weight on. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you throw that out. Here's the rig. Here's nothing on the end of the line.
Right.
You tie on a swivel. Not a snap swivel necessarily, just a swivel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take a leader, about 18 inches long, 2 feet maybe. Okay. And you tie that onto your swivel. So now you've got your line that goes to your spool, a swivel, and then to the end of the line. Now, before you put the hook on, you put a little sliding weight on there. A little football sinker or something like that. Then you tie your hook on for your whatever bait you're going to use. Power bait, live bait, whatever. Okay. So what happens is you throw that out, the weight hook leaves, puts your bait near the bottom. But because power bait floats, now you got an anchor on the bottom and you got power bait up here about a foot off or 18 inches off the bottom, right? So it's out of the muck and the weeds and everything. Fish comes along, starts to pull the power bait. That sliding weight allows that fish to take the line and he doesn't feel any pressure. By the time he picks that power bait up and you start to see the line moving, that fish has already got it and you can set that hook immediately. So
yeah.
what I do is I'll take a rod and I'll put a bait out, like power bait or live bait or something like that, and then I'll just cast with a spinner, cast with a cast master, something like that, in that pond. So I'm always active, but I've got a passive rod sitting there.
That's a good idea. I did buy some cast masters. You had talked about that before.
Yeah, yeah. Did you try any of them yet?
I did catch one of the trout on that pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah. You like the action on that?
I do. I tell you what, the pond was clear. You could see it coming in.
Yeah, it just kind of has that back and forth sway, and it just, So, I mean, it's just a sexy lure. That's all,
It has a tormenting presentation.
It does. And then, if you just stop it for like half a second and pop it and then keep reeling it, that'll trigger the bite too.
So. Yeah, that's neat stuff. How deep is that pond?
Oh, Westminster, it's pretty shallow, but it's deep enough to support trout in cold weather.
I'm talking about the Tawny Town pond.
Oh, that one, I've not fished that one. Not fished that one. So
yeah, they just stocked that. So
yeah, sure.
I'm just wondering how much snow is still left on the ground up there.
I don't know. They got a little more than we did here. They got a lot more than you did. So
yeah, we got about 6 inches.
Yeah, I think they got 10, something like that. Mm-hmm. So.
What did we get? 4, 5?
Yeah, I know you were disappointed.
I was.
Yeah,
I was
hoping there's not a lot of people up there because I'm going early and knowing all that. But
sure.
Anyway, yeah, where's the Carroll County Farm pond? Is that kind of up off of 32?
It is off 32. It's off 32, it's off of 27, it's kind of in between there, near the hospital.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay.
That's open to public too.
Yep.
All right,
buddy.
Have a great day.
I expect a success.
You look good in those shotgun earrings, I can tell you that right now.
There you go, Robin. She's not going to win that one.
How do you know?
But she does have a relationship with a good working relationship with the crafter of the jewelry. The artist, excuse me. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
Have a good day, Pete.
Bye-bye.
You too, Rob. Bye.
All right.
I'm taking chances on those earrings.
Knock yourself out. The Anne Arundel County Fair is hosting the first annual Capital Outdoorsman Sportsman event. Saturday, April 21st, Sunday, April 22nd. It's a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women, including the kids. A very interactive, as they described it, awesome children's area. And then there's the RV and Camping World with the two sponsors of the event, Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. Okay. The entertainment includes Doc Dogs, a lumberjack show, and canine demonstrations. It's $10 per day for adults. Kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. It runs 10 to 6 every day, both days, Saturday and Sunday. There's some nonprofit organizations. There's demo area for ATVs, a demo area for archery, an antique tractor pool on Saturday. That's going to cost you $5 to get in. But it looks like a good show and a good time at Anne Arundel County Fair. For more information, visit the website aacountyfair.org or give them a call at 410-923-3400, 410-923-3400. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Harford Security in Reisterstown tells us when we talk about security and security systems, we're really talking about its peace of mind, protecting our home and our valuables from the bad guys that want our stuff, our guns, our electronics, our jewelry, and our valuables. Now, when you're not home, you and your home need protection. Harford Security is the answer. They provide full-feature wired and wireless alarm systems, video surveillance systems that you can view on your phone, door access controls, and much more. Harford Security serves both residential homes and commercial businesses. If you got a business and you're considering a security system, well, here's the real deal. It's optional. It's low cost. But there's no contract for their monitoring service. Okay? They can monitor your security system for you with no contract and a very low cost. Harford Security offers free estimates to homes and businesses. For your peace of mind, here's the number, 410-515-0761. That's 515-0761, or you can visit harfordsecurity.com. The phone number one more time, and I'm giving it to you for a reason, because you're going to get a 15% discount if you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show when you install your new security system. That's 410-515-0761. Harford Security, serving Maryland for over 25 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Stereo, football, baseball, NASCAR.
Actually, George Jones should have sang She.
I knew it was coming.
Sure
I knew
did.
It.
I know. Well, anyway. So.
You're just upset you don't know how to work the remote control.
Well, you know. It's not a matter of knowing how. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you on your phone. Don't try to fool me.
I can't figure out mine. I do okay. I think we do okay. So, we had a horrible school shooting here in Maryland. However, in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, the superintendent of the Blue Mountain School District, he told lawmakers in Harrisburg, I guess he went to their General Assembly or whatever they call that up there, that his students protect themselves against potential shooters in the classroom. The students do. Okay. Now, here's what they did. They went to the ALICE, alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate, and they regularly hold evacuation drills for active shooter simulations. They, you know, the teachers, the staff, the students were all given active shooter training. And one of their maintenance men is armed and is trained to, you know, to protect. So, but if a teacher decides to lock down a classroom, the teachers aren't armed per se, nor are the students per se, but in each classroom in the school district, there's a 5-gallon bucket of river rocks. So if a man comes in with a gun, he's going to be pelted with rocks. I don't even know what to say to that, Robin.
I'm not touching it.
No?
Mm-mm.
You're not?
I've just lost.
We have devices on our door to keep people out, but if somebody breaks in to the classroom, we're going to defend ourselves with river rocks because they fit in the hand and they can really hurt if you hit somebody with them. That's one where I'd like to ask our listeners' opinion on. Would you like to have the kids in your kid? Would you like to have the kids? Would you like to have your kids protect themselves with rocks in the classroom? We're not going to give the teachers guns. No. We've got a maintenance guy. Okay? And he's got a gun. Dang right. And he's been trained. Doggone it. Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. Ever been there? He used to be part of my territory. I used to go call on a place in Schuylkill County. They were a big advertiser. It was a shooting preserve. They had pheasants and quail and things like that. But, you know, Schuylkill County, just asking. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I would highly recommend to you folks that you get connected with the Heritage Foundation and get their email every day called the Daily Signal. They have some terrific conservative writers on there. And there was an article yesterday by Walter E. Williams. Walter is a columnist for the Daily Signal. He's a professor of economics at George Mason University. Very conservative guy, been around a long time. You'll hear him serve as guest host on some of these other conservative shows, even on this airway. Here's what he says. Here's the real reason we have mass shootings. Gun ownership is not our problem. Our problem is a widespread decline in moral values that has nothing to do with guns. That decline includes disrespect for those in authority, disrespect for oneself, little accountability for antisocial behavior, and a scuttling of religious teachings that reinforced moral values. Can you say it any more succinctly than that, Robin?
Mm-mm.
any of our great grandparents or grandparents that passed away before 1960 were to return, they would not believe the kind of personal behavior that is all too common today. They wouldn't believe that youngsters could get away with cursing and assaulting teachers. They wouldn't believe that some school district like Philadelphia's employ more than 400 school police officers. During my primary and secondary schooling, now this is Mr. Williams, he's up there, from 42 to 54, the only time one saw a policeman in school was during an assembly period when we had to listen to a boring lecture on safety. Our ancestors also wouldn't believe that we're now debating whether teachers should be armed. There are other forms of behavior that would have been deemed grossly immoral yesteryear. There are companies such as National Debt Relief, CuraDebt, and LendingTree, which advertise they'll help you avoid paying all the money you owe. So after you and a seller agree to the terms of a sale, you fail to live up to your half of the bargain, there are companies that will assist you in ripping off the seller. There are companies that counsel senior citizens on how to shelter their assets from nursing home care costs. For example, a surviving spouse may own a completely paid-for home that's worth $500,000. The cost of a nursing home care might run $50,000. By selling her house, she could pay the nursing home costs, but her children wouldn't inherit the house. There are firms that come in to shelter her assets so that she can bequeath her home to her heirs and leave taxpayers to foot the nursing home bill. Let's talk to Tom in Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how are you? Yeah?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You?
I'm good, man. Hi, Robin.
Good morning.
Well,
yeah.
On the surface, having a bucket of rocks probably doesn't sound like a great idea, taking rocks to a gunfight.
Yeah.
But if you got 28 people throwing rocks at you, it's going to be kind of hard to get a shot off. There is that.
Mm.
Would be my plan.
My whole sad point is that we have to think about this at all. That's what just absolutely kills me.
Here's a question, Tom. Who in the classroom, when somebody starts shooting, is going to think about grabbing a rock and throwing it back at the guy when bullets are coming your way?
Yeah, it's not going to be me. I'm going to be going for my gun.
Well, but I'm talking about a school full of kids. You know, let's say they're sixth graders. Let's say they're eighth graders, whatever they are. Somebody starts shooting at you. Are you going to be brave enough or courageous enough to yell at everybody? Everybody get a rock!
I agree, man. You know, the bottom line is they won't address the problem. Guns have been in this country since there's been this country. School's been around forever.
Actually, since before, that's what made this country this country. Remember, right. There's that little thing called the Revolutionary War?
Yeah,
you remember that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, the whole issue, like you said, we had them in our trucks. School, we go out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Never shot nobody.
Right.
I lived on the Eastern Shore. They always had them in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No question.
No morals, no values, no God, no nothing.
Right.
No personal responsibility. So until they address that, none of this is going to go away.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
See you, Tom. Bye-bye. Mr. Mark in Towson.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Mark.
How are you, Robin?
Doing great.
Let me ask you a question, Mark.
Yes.
Are you busy this time of year? Are you just getting to bed?
No.
Oh.
that's. You don't want to hear my.
No.
You really do not. And it's self-inflicted.
Well, of course it is. You chose to be an accountant.
It's fascinating.
Oh yeah.
But it's a little more seasonal than I would like.
I hear you.
Yep. Well, I'm getting old.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Better than the alternative.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah.
You got that right.
So. That was my great grandfather. It was my wonderful grandfather.
I see you're going to join us on Saturday. Great.
I cannot wait.
Oh, it's
the
a good
one thing I take time off for during tax season. And it's well worth it. It is a lot of fun. The people, anybody hasn't been there, they really don't know what they're missing.
We are closing in, of course, on the on it, but there's still some tickets. There's still some tables. So, you know, folks, if you want to show up, if your business wants to purchase a table, and you know, treat your employees, you know, it's $50 a head. It's all you can eat and all you can drink. And it's just a great time and a chance to win. Oh, my gosh.
There is so much stuff there. It's unbelievable.
We extended it an hour this year. We had to.
because we had so much stuff.
So there's so much stuff to give away, raffle off, you know, auction off. It's going to be great, and it's going to be a little better paced than it was last year. Last year we had, you know, we had the senator there. We honored the senator, and all the people had to speak to that. You know, the wildlife director and the natural resource police colonel and the president of the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, and of course the senator spoke. Bill Miles spoke. That took about 45 minutes out of the program, but we don't have any political speeches planned for this year. Maybe a couple little presentations or something like that, but nothing's going to take away from eating and enjoying and
winning,
exactly, winning stuff. So,
well, I can't speak for everybody, but that did not take away from my eating and drinking.
We're gonna look forward to seeing you there. So,
well, thank you.
You know, it's yeah, not, you know, some of the same people have come all 4 years, and you know, we welcome them. Fran will be there. You know, our listener Chuck will be there. So, you know,
I can't wait to see Fran and Chuck again.
Hey, look,
Chuck's
look.
Listening this morning.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, you already heard from him.
Yeah. I already heard from him.
Well, Chuck is very active. He actually testified in favor of Sunday hunting in the where'd we go first? I can't remember if it was the Senate or the House. Fran testified in the House, and Chuck testified in the Senate, if I believe. Yeah, that's what it was. Because first, but you know, these folks are active, and you know, they understand the system. So, and I'm glad they were there. So,
yeah,
you know
about that plan in the Schuylkill school district.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where somebody pulled a gun or you thought you'd have to face one. It's human nature. The human nature is to freeze.
Sure.
Absolutely. And even if you know what you're doing, it's just, I've been there once in my life, and it's terrifying.
It is.
The last thing you're thinking about is running to get rocks. You just don't move.
You freeze first, and then, you know, fight or flight kicks in.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this, but in our school systems today, it's going to be flight.
Probably.
You know, it's going to be flight. So.
Yeah.
It's a sad situation. It really is. And what's happened, but I'm with Walter Williams. It's, you know, it's a lack of morality. In our society.
Changed.
Yeah, very much so. Very
this
much
is
so.
This is not the country we grew up in.
Nope. And we have people in charge of cities, for example, mayors and county, or, you know, city councils, county councils, that are only looking to placate the people in their district to reelect them by saying, you know, this feel good stuff, you know. Oh, well, you know, if you're an illegal alien, look out, ICE is coming, you know, or, you know, we want to protect our immigrant population. That, we got that mayor out in California. And then we got, I don't like to get into this type of discussion per se, but the thing with the rocks just kind of threw me for a loop. And then Walter showed up, you know, yesterday on the email, and the headline, The Real Reason for School Shootings, kind of got my attention. So I like to share that kind of stuff.
I can see some punks throwing rocks at a teacher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly.
Next thing they'll have to do is they'll have to lock the rocks up, okay, until somebody starts shooting. And then the teacher has to give somebody the thing to let the rocks out, you know.
Can you imagine being, you know, here you are, you're in eighth grade, 15-year-olds, right? And all of a sudden, you don't hear anything, but all of a sudden, here comes a river rock rolling up towards the teacher's desk. I mean, I live.
You're right.
You know, and the teacher goes, "Who rolled that rock?" And all the boys are sitting in the back going, you know. I mean, it's insane, Mark. It really is. But something's better than nothing. I guess it makes the parents feel good. But actually, if you read the article, parents are going, what are they, nuts? You know. So, all right, brother. Thanks for the call. I'll see you Saturday.
You betcha.
See you
then. Have a great week.
All right, you too. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. And Bruce in Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
I agree with what you say. I agree with you 100%. And when you... especially when you mention council members and mayors. I live in Baltimore City. I got to keep my cool. But so I guess she's going to be with the 60 buses today, $100,000 of taxpayer money. And now, I don't want to go there, but now they find out that a lot of grant money hasn't been spent very well, and they're going to be hundreds of millions of dollars. And like you said, it's feel good, and she's placating her base. It goes on and on.
What does that have to do? Oh, you mean this is an anti-gun demonstration or something?
Oh, yeah, and so it's defending children's lives, but it'll turn into everything else. They'll demonize the NRA, and they're demonized gun owners, and they're demonized this group, and demonize elected.
Hey, Bruce, we're having a conversation in the Senate. We're having a hearing in the Senate, Maryland Senate, okay, on Sunday hunting, okay. And the Maryland Horse Council has always been opposed to Sunday hunting, continue to be so, and continue to be a powerful voice in the General Assembly. For the life of me, I can't understand organizations that don't contribute anything to wildlife conservation or contribute anything to Wildlife and Heritage Service other than the hunters who buy a hunting license, how they have so much sway and how they have so much power and how they have so much influence. I don't understand that, okay? So the Horse Council people all showed up en masse. There are, hunters. Us, 5-6 of us, Horse Council, 15. Okay, so the antis outweighed the pro hunters, and we begged the hunters on the show, on our Facebook social media page, on our newsletters, show up in Annapolis for a show of support if you want Sunday hunting. Fran and Chuck showed up. Okay.
Well, then.
No, wait. Let me finish.
Oh, okay,
let me finish. Let me finish. So one of the ladies on the Horse Council, in opposition to Sunday hunting, said, this is nothing more than an NRA gun bill. If you could have said anything more devastating, I don't know what it would have been. Because in the General Assembly, in Maryland, in this climate, when you talk about the National Rifle Association, or you talk about guns and hunting, you are radioactive. And it had nothing to do with the NRA other than the fact that national groups had come to Maryland with their Sunday hunting agenda and wanted to propel Sunday hunting, impose Sunday hunting on the will of the Maryland hunting community. Not a bad thing to have Sunday hunting, but the way in which it was done is just, it's unconscionable. But there we are. So I understand what you're saying. You got the feel-good thing that's all funded by these outside organizations, outside even our country funding these, as I indicated last year. So it's a sad state of affairs. Thanks for the call, Bruce.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you. There we go. Hey, it's time for the Anne Arundel County Fair. First Capital Outdoor Sportsman event coming up Saturday, April 21st, Sunday, April 22nd. It's a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. It's got a great kids center there for interactive stuff with the kids. Dock dogs, a lumberjack show, canine demonstrations. It's $10 per day for adults or $15 for the weekend with a wristband. Kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. Hours are 10 to 6. And, it's sponsored by Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. There's some nonprofit groups there, but check this out at the Anne Arundel County Fairground website, aacountyfair.org. Or if you're interested in maybe being a vendor, you can call them at 410-923-3400. There's the RV and Camping World with the two sponsors, Leo's Vacation Center, the Maryland Association of Campgrounds, demo areas for ATVs, a demo area for archery, there's an antique tractor pool on Saturday with a $5 admission. It's all going on April 21, 22 at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds. And that's in Crownsville, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. Now,
Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. You know, crab season, commercial crabbing is right around the corner, April 1st. And for what you need for crabbing, water temperature warms up a little bit, you know. They've got it at Bay Country Crabbing. And they also have a great lineup of Bay fishing tackle, too. Now, Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, has the stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and much more. And they have a full selection of Bay fishing tackle and gear. And you can see all the brands on their website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. So if you go down there, get down there now, check it out, but make sure you mark April 14th on your calendar. That's open house day at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, April 14th. For more information, give them a call, 410-956-0300. And by the way, Waterman, all you got to do is take in your license. You get a nice discount from Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Now, told you I called Clyde yesterday. They were rocking, rolling, busy. I mean, rock and rolling busy. And you know why? Because today and tomorrow, the last 2 days of their 10-day sale called the Ready to Rock Sale, all rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. Make sure you take your reel spools in to get filled with line, monofilament line for half price, starting at just 1 cent a yard. And then you can take a look at the Penn Reel Specials. They've got the trolling reel, the Warfare 30 Level Line for $89.95 on sale. Trolling combos start at $89.95. The best-selling, most popular trolling rod combo is the Penn Warfare 30LW, an Andy rod, 20 to 50 pound, and line all to go for $139.95. Shakespeare, Fluger's all on sale. Ugly Sticks are all on sale. They do have a complete section of St. Croix rods, which are very nice rods, and then everything else. All the terminal tackle, the licenses, the rod and reel repairs, the live bait, the hooks, the weights, the bobbers, anything and everything you need for fishing, and the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247, which stands for 24/7 fishing hotline, 24/7 fish. 247 fish. What's easier than that to call? 247-3474. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Check them out or give them a call, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Precipitation is going to stay to the south as we head into this weekend, and temperatures will stay below average as well, clear this morning. There will be some sun this afternoon with a high struggling to reach 50, and then a few clouds will drift in tonight with a low dipping down to 27. A cooler end of the weekend on Sunday tomorrow with a partly cloudy sky and high around 44 with winds out of the northeast. A little bit warmer on Monday with sunshine and a high temperature in the upper 40s, then some low 50s by Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Holson Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you.
Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right. My favorite song, one of them.
Oh,
I'm sorry, what was that?
Excuse me, nothing.
You have something in your throat there?
A little something in my throat.
All right. We don't have time for any other callers this hour. I hope you enjoyed it. We had a good time. Good time conversating with all our callers. We'll be here for another hour. I hope you enjoy it. And if you got to leave us, it's time for us to say what?
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.